8:38, 31 degrees. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service.
Beautiful downtown Humboldt.
Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. Russ is out, David is in at Siler's. Hello to the crew there.
Russ is kicking his feet up, relaxing.
Of sorts. You can still stop down there and see him.
Oh, yeah.
Retirement. What a racket.
Every day's a Saturday, right?
No. Dang right it is. Yeah. That is right. Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I don't want to speed up time or anything, but... All right, here we go. So there are no correct answers, Matt. There's just you. And, you
in
know...
my mind.
Yeah, just you and your mind. It's all good. Matt does not know what the questions are before we ask them. He does not have a chance. Obviously, if you've listened before, he does not have a chance to think about his answers other than right there on the spot.
Yep. Just got to formulate them quick for you. Or in my case, go through every possible scenario.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, thinkers and stinkers. Play along at home. Play along at work. Play along in the vehicle. Wherever you're at. I just like that word vehicle.
Why? You know, really have to have the emphasis on the hickle.
Vehicle. It's like often. Often. I know the T is in there, but I was always taught that it was the T is silent. Often.
How often are you? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never really thought about that.
Yeah, today is National Grammar Day, so I'm just tossing that out. Oh, what was the other one? Supposably. As opposed to supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposably.
Supposedly?
And it's not a B, it's a D. Supposedly. You ready for question number one?
Let's do it.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather be known throughout history as a ruthless king or known as the century's funniest jester?
King or funny jester?
Are you looking up the word jester?
Maybe. Okay, joker or fool at a medieval court. I didn't know what a jester was.
Okay.
So now I know.
Needed to confirm it.
This is an educational show.
Okay. We'll go with that, Matt. Known throughout history as a ruthless king or known as the century's funniest jester?
You know, Pat, I'd probably want to be known as the century's funniest jester. You know, ruthless king, and that's not really my kind of style, you know. Not that kind of ruthless person. World's funniest, or the century's funniest jester.
You're guaranteed work.
Yeah.
But if you're a ruthless king or ruler, you probably wouldn't be liked by many.
No. Where I'd rather be liked by many instead of having all the power but not really be liked at all. So
off with their heads.
I'd probably go with the jester.
Fair enough.
I ain't saying no off with heads, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'd probably pick that too. Yeah. Question number two. Listen closely. Question number two. Would you rather be snagged in the eyelid with a fish hook or take a slap shot puck to your bare ankle?
Ooh. broken ankle or eye hook or
hook to the
hook
eye.
To the eye. Boy, this is,
that's a tough one, isn't it?
I get very sensitive eyes. I mean, I've broken close to my ankle, the bones already once with my fib and tib. So I kind of know what that pain feels like as far as having that broken ankle.
Bare ankle, frozen puck, slap shot, or taking a fish hook to the eyelid.
Be some substantial bruising. But the fish hook, ugh. My eyes are very sensitive. They're starting to water right now. Just the thought of it. You know, Pat, I'm going to park myself in front of the netminder and I'm going to take a puck to the ankle.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ah, ouch. Either, there's no winning situation.
No, there's no winning situation, but as much as it's going to bruise.
Or break.
Yeah, I mean, my guess would be I'd have a serious bone bruise. Probably take about a month or two to heal at that point.
At least, yeah.
But the eyes, I'm just too sensitive. A hook, now I'm watering.
That reminds me of a story fishing with my dad.
Oh, no, no, no.
We're up on Chisago Lake in Chisago, Minnesota. My neighbor, Darren Nelson, dad took us out fishing. He got his rig all set up. Darren already had his line wet. And I cast, but I didn't get it out very far. So, like, I'm just going to hurl this thing. So I reached back and I let loose of the line. And I snagged my dad's hat right off of his head.
Oh, I'm thinking this is going to be like some body part. Okay.
No.
You should have heard I was far away from the mic, the exhale that I had when you said hat.
That was close enough.
Yes.
And I remember we just gotten there. And so my fishing pole went forward and this hat just kind of came over in an arc and hit the water. And Darren did everything he could to keep from laughing.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And I'm kind of snickering, and my dad says, "Pull the anchor, boys. We were done." He was freaking honked off. Done fishing. Anyway, what a fun memory.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, you know, a similar situation. What you just...
like hooked his ear or something? Yeah. No, that was close enough.
Yeah.
Question number three, Matt. Question number three. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt. Question number three. Would you rather rage party Vegas style with Will Ferrell or Scarlett Johansson? And we all know you have a crush on Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, or you but pretend have to have you, a crush. Have you seen these videos of Will Ferrell at college parties? Some of these parties that he's thrown as a DJ, or he's gone up and DJed?
Yeah, okay, so the question is, you're not a huge partier. I mean, you beverage every now and then, but, I mean, have you ever been to a rage party before?
I don't know if it would qualify as a rage party.
This is where everybody just gets nuts.
I mean, maybe in college.
Okay.
I...
So, rage party Vegas style with Will Ferrell or Scarlett Johansson?
You know, as much as it would be pretty cool to hang out with Scarlett Johansson, I will say Will Ferrell, you want to talk about somebody like that would be probably a top 10, maybe top 2 memorable night of just being hysterical and laughing and... Will Ferrell would be interesting to me. Especially in that party scene. You know? I mean, it's a tough one, but I think I might have to go with Will Ferrell just because of how... I have a feeling that would be just one of those memories you'd talk about for 20, 30, 40 years.
He would cast you, if you two hung out, he would cast you in his next movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice. I mean, hopefully.
That'd be awesome. All right. Party rage style, Vegas style with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'd be his son in the next Step Brothers movie, probably, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where all of a sudden, you know, they have another kid or something like that, and then I could be, and then I have a stepbrother or something like that.
Yeah.
The second version of it.
Sure, sure. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Would you rather have your leg amputated from the knee down or have a large, bold birthmark on your chest in the shape of a ding-dong? And what I mean by ding-dong is pee-pee, genitalia, twig, manhood, Johnson, Willy Weenie, member.
You have any more words? Because I'm still not getting the picture. You really had to bring out the thesaurus for that one.
It doesn't take me long to think of those words. I'm a 14-year-old. Would you rather have your leg amputated from the knee down or have a large, bold birthmark on your chest in the shape of a ding-dong?
See, I mean, that's just a physical thing. I don't know if maybe you get that lasered or not, but I don't think you can, birthmark. I mean, there's been plastic surgery or something like that, but not having, you know, your leg from your knee down, that would be, I mean, people do it all, people are able to live lives afterwards and everything.
If you went to the beach and you're shirtless and you start talking to a lady and she's staring and you'd have to say, hello, my eyes are up here.
Yeah, exactly. There's more where that came from. Boy.
Amputated from the knee down or birthmark on your chest in the shape of a ding-dong?
You know, it'd make it be quite the icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it goes on your chest.
Right. You could go to parties and say, hey, does anybody want to see my ding dong?
Yeah. All right, Matt, we've seen that party trick before.
Yeah. And not go to jail for it.
Exactly.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to ask is, I'm trying to get the full picture here so I can answer this question the right way. How big of a birthmark are we talking?
Let's just say it's very noticeable. A large, like bold birthmark.
We're talking peck to peck?
Large, bold birthmark on your chest. Matt's over here with his fingers like trying to size it up on his chest.
Well, I'm just, you know, you wouldn't, never mind, don't want to touch that.
Gotta have an answer.
Yeah. You know what, Pat, just because it would bring about lots of discussion and, you know, it'd be a good conversation starter, I'm gonna go with the bold birthmark of a ding-dong on my chest.
Was that so difficult?
No. Hey, you know what? Bring it on.
If it's a birthmark, that's one thing, but if you're to have it tattooed on your chest, that's another.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't choose this, it chose me.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Be beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.